You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is May 1st, 2017. Welcome back to this very special edition of Wet Shaving Talk, guys. I am very, very happy to discuss the Big Shave West recap. I actually was able to attend the Big Shave West. I did make the trip from South Florida to California. Unfortunately, I was only there for one day, but I was able to attend the entire event, and I have some really, really cool stuff that I would like to go over with you guys today. So without further ado, I really want to get into the show. It's going to be a little bit of a longer one, but we have so much stuff to talk about, and you're going to be really, really excited when you hear some of the new stuff that's coming out as well. So without further ado, let's talk about some new products that were announced at the Big Shave West. So guys, just to let you know about the Big Shave West, this is the largest wet shaving meetup in the country. I think there was an estimated 500 to 600 people that went to this one at in Pasadena. This is at the Old Town Shave Company, which is located in Southern California. Awesome place, and we'll get into that a little bit more. But I'd also like to discuss some definite new items that came across during this event, and there's some really cool stuff. So the first thing I want to talk about is Range Leather. Yeah, that's right. Range Leather announced their Dop Kit, their Traveler XL Dop Kit. This is an extra large, 100% American leather Dop Kit for your traveling needs. Now, this bag is not, it shouldn't even be called a bag. It's not. It's really, it's a work of art. I'm a really big fan of leather. And I think that this one, the tanned leather, I got the brown one. It's unbelievable. Now, this is a Kickstarter campaign, and I left the show notes. I have the link for the actual Kickstarter if you are interested in getting one, which is already filled. They've already made their quota, so this is gonna come out. And I was able to, the folks at Range were very kind to let me have one of the first models of it. So I'm really, really honored that they chose me to actually take this and try it. A couple other guys as well in the community have been testing out this bag. I brought this home with me from California to Florida, and this is amazing. This is something that's gonna stay with me the rest of my life. If you're interested in checking this out, I did put in the link to the Kickstarter in the show notes. It will be out soon, but I believe if you sign up, you might be able to get an insider on that too. So check it out anyway. Just a little bit of a history of Range Leather. They've been sourcing their leather and processes in the same tannery that's been in business for 140 years. Okay, so this is unbelievable. This company's been making leather, and everything, the stitching, the zipper, everything in this Dop Kit is amazing. Now, I really couldn't explain this on the air, without being able to show you. So I linked up a short YouTube video that I made with my cell phone, actually. And I just wanted to show you guys just a brief, little review of it, because I'm really impressed with it. This is something that, the leather will age with you, and this will just get better with it, the older it gets. This is going to be a really fun thing to have. So, guys, check it out. That's Range Leather Dop Kit, the Traveler XR Dop Kit, excuse me. And now, Above the Tie. Now, this is really interesting. This is really crazy. Above the Tie announced their new single edge gem style safety razor. Now, Stan and his team have been working on this for quite some time, and finally we got to see an actual prototype at the show. And don't worry, I left a picture of it that I took while I was there in the show notes, so you can take a look at it. This razor will take those gem style single edge blades. Now, if you've seen, the Gem 1912, the Ever Readies, those that take those box cutter looking like blades, this razor is going to take those blades. This is one of the first new ones that we've seen, and it's coming out from Above the Tie. So, really, really cool. Above the Tie has announced on Friday that they are taking pre-orders for it, and it's going to cost about $199. So, good price, 100% made in the USA safety razor that will take gem blades. So, check it out. We have the link to the website on the page here. I have the link here. You can take a look at it. But, yeah, I was really impressed with it. It's really solid. It's going to take the blade Really cool, unique design on it as well. But I mean, it's just typical above the tie quality. You know, they make some great razors over there. Stan and his team do a great job. But I was really, really impressed, and I was very, very fortunate to be able to pick up this razor and take a look at it and share a nice picture of it for you. So, yes, guys, I have a picture for it in the show notes, so make sure you scroll down a little bit and take a look, and you can see that brand new razor. If you're interested, I left a link for it in the show notes as well. So check it out, guys, above the tie, single-edge razor. And this, as discussed at the Big Shave West, this is going to be the year of the SE razor, because Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, they also announced and showed a prototype of their single-edge razor. That's right, PAA also unveiled their new SE safety razor. This will take gym blades as well, and should be coming out soon enough. So it will be coming out very soon. I left a link to Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements. They did a great job. They had a really cool booth. Fran and Doug and Fake Doug, and that's an inside joke if you went to the show. They did a great job setting up. They're really friendly, talking to everybody. You know, Doug did a great job. He basically, worked with the team and did a lot for this event. So, hats off to Doug and team over there at Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements. They did a great job, and they had a really cool booth and a lot of cool stuff going on. So, thank you guys for really setting up that event and making it memorable. But really, really awesome. I mean, it was just great. So, check out this new single edge razor. It's going to be pretty cool, and be on the lookout for it and be ready, because I'm pretty sure both these razors that we just announced will sell out very quickly once they're out into the open. So take a look at them both. They got both those single edge razors from Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements and Above the Tie. And Razor Emporium has announced their fully adjustable razor that will be that you can pre-order now. It's from their new Rex Supply Company line. Now, this is a new line that they're coming out with. They're going to have soaps. They're going to have a lot of other products coming out from this line. And they announced it at the Big Shave West. This fully adjustable razor will be serial numbered and uses the current Gillette date code. So they're going to use Gillette date codes to keep it so you can actually find out when it was made and all that good stuff. And that is really, really, really awesome. I can tell you right now that this razor, I got to hold this one as well. It is 100% made in the USA. It is going to be made by Razor Emporium. And you guys know that these people over here at Razor Emporium, Matt and his team over there, take vintage Gillette razors apart for years. They know what works and they know what doesn't work. So I would definitely trust them on making a really cool adjustable safety razor. The pre-order is available now, which I did leave a link. They're $249, I believe. And it's just a really great item that you want to check out if that's something that you're interested in. Remember, these are built to last, guys. These are gonna outlast you. And, you know, I get to hold one again. I didn't get to shave with one, but I know once I get one, I am going to order one as soon as they come out. It's going to be just awesome. So if you want to check out the prototype, guys, I do have a picture of the prototype as well in the show notes, as well as those other two razors too. So really, really cool products here, guys. Really big, really big announcements. This is going to be a big year for new razors as well. So local Gent Shaving Company also announced that they will do a new line of matching aftershaves for their popular soaps. They have a limited supply until the full launch in June, but they'll be fully stocked then. They smell great. Get them while you can. They were announced, and there was a little short sale over there at Big Shave West. Really interesting, guys. Good stuff. I have a few local Gent soaps, and I think they're very good quality. So I wish them the best of luck with their splashes and hope that they get fully stocked and they don't stay in stock too long. You know, we wish them the best of luck here at the podcast. So, guys, moving along, I did want to take a brief minute and discuss the actual Big Shave West, the event itself, kind of through like a storyline. So, when I arrived in Pasadena, I'm going to be honest, I flew out from Palm Beach, I'm sorry, from Fort Lauderdale. I live in Palm Beach, but I flew out from Fort Lauderdale to L.A. Right after work. I got in L.A. about 1 o'clock in the morning their time, which is Pacific Standard Time, and went to sleep in the hotel, got up right in the morning, and I had to leave right after the event. So I hope everybody doesn't think I was rude because I left early, but I had to get back to work, so I was just there really for the event. So I do apologize for not staying too long, but I had a great time while I was there. So if you're not familiar with the Big Shave West, this is, again, like I mentioned, this is the largest wet shaving meetup in the country. It's held in the Old Town Shaving Company for the last 3 years, which is located in Pasadena, in the Old Town area over there. Really cool area, too. It's very, very, actually larger than I thought it would be. It's really nice. Really classic. Every kind of shop you could think of. Coffee shops. There's a coffee shop right across the street that was awesome. I got to have a cup over there. Really cool. And I just want to let everybody know that this past Saturday, I was fortunate enough to make the trip, as I mentioned, and it was truly amazing. I was able to meet some great people in the wet shaving community, some of which I speak to online on a regular basis, but I've never met in person. Example, I got to meet Mantic 59. I mean, we do this podcast, I write multiple articles for him, and the Sharpologist site. We've never met in person. We finally got to meet in person. It was really nice. And you know what? When I met all of these friends, like I'm going to call them because I consider them my friends, it wasn't awkward. It wasn't weird. Everybody was happy. Everybody was really comfortable there. It was really cool. Shaking hands, talking about stuff. I spoke to many people about the podcast, and I spoke to a lot of vendors about what they're doing, and a lot of them we're all in the same boat. We all have a real passion for wet shaving, but a lot of it is just not stuff that we can do locally. So that's why it's really important to get to these events. Again, I had a blast. It was really cool. So I'll walk you through it a little bit. Just maybe give you you could think of it like a visual, like an audio book sort of. So when you approach straight razor coming out from Gary Stewart, he had some really, really cool items. Great guy to talk to. We've actually had him on the podcast, the other podcast before, but it was really nice getting to meet him in person. You had Peter Charkalis from the Shaving Shop. He was there talking about his stuff, and he's always great to talk to, guys. He's a lot of fun. There was an open bar, not open bar, but you had your tickets that were included with your admission for two drinks. There was a gentleman running the bar. Great guy, serving beer, had two different kinds of beers, wines, he had liquor, he had everything you could think of behind that bar, and he was just a real, real pleasant person to talk to as well. So I'm sorry I didn't catch his name, but I hope I see you again next year, sir, because I'd like to talk to you a little bit more. Also, you just had so many vendors, it was unbelievable. You had Rod George making handles and showing off his handles if you're not familiar with Rod George, he makes safety razor handles. Excellent stuff. It was really cool. Got to meet him in person. You had One Blade was there with the refurbished blade with razors at a discounted price. I mean, it was unbelievable. Got to speak to Todd over there. He was a really great guy as well. I got to talk to him for about 15, 20 minutes. And yeah, it was just an incredible story, that One Blade razor. What a quality piece, too. That is a great razor. It really is truly something different and high quality as well. So I got to speak with him, and just countless. Yeah, Diego Scuttles there. These Scuttles are unbelievable. I mean, I've heard of them online, see them online, but until you see one, I think that I went there, when I first got there, the whole table was full of Scuttles. When I left, there was like two left. Everybody purchased all the Scuttles. If I didn't have to travel to Florida, I would have gotten a Scuttle. They were unbelievable. Diego Scuttles, real, real great stuff. So if you haven't checked them out, guys, check them out as well. He had Aaron from Frugal Shave doing a 3D print with his 3D printer, making some inserts and stuff and showing off his products. And that's all made by a 3D printer. I mean, that stuff is incredible. I've seen his stuff online too. I just want to say that was really cool. So as I walk through the vendors and, you talk to everybody and just say hello. And it was just like, I was like, wow, it really brought everything to life to me. It was really, really cool. And I just couldn't believe all of the vendors and all of the good and how easy it was to talk to everybody. Everybody was so down to earth and cool. So, I mean, shout out to all you guys that were there. All the vendors, I think, were perfect. I don't think they could have been any better. So it was a lot of fun. So as I walked around, I talked to just about everybody, as many people as I could, and just looked at some of their products and got the hold and feel and stff like that. But there was several, we did two panels of with some people from the wet shaving community. It was the round table. So you got to do two panels of that, one for just a basic round table where we were answering questions. We were talking about the year of the SE razor, the SE safety razor, which is going to be very big, I think. We have several vendors coming out with them, and I think more will be coming out too. So we'll be on the lookout, as we just mentioned previously. And we got to talk about, you know, just some YouTube videos and advice to some people. We answered some questions. There was a proposal on the stage. Yes, the first ever Shave Meetup proposal that I've ever seen in front of everybody on stage during the roundtable. So, I mean, it was an epic time. That was awesome. And it was just, it was incredible just to be able to be part of it. And I was on the roundtable and I was able to talk to everybody. It was really cool, really fun. And also I was, I did participate in the Big Shave Best. I did not win, so Ken, the winner, you deserve the belt. He won the championship belt. Basically, it was just like some skill. You had some speed shaving. We had a strop contest, and there was a lather building contest. And the winners of all three of those got to do a trivia, and the winner of that got the Big Shave Best belt and the title and bragging rights, and they can talk really all the smack they want for the whole year because they won. I did not win, but it was a lot of fun to be part of it, so... Really, really enjoyed it, guys, and had a great, great time at the Big Shave West. I can't say how much I thank everybody from being there and just really making wet shaving fun. It really did. It really opened up my eyes, and I couldn't thank everybody I talked to and everybody that attended enough because it really meant a lot to me for making that big trip, and it was just it was worth every bit of it. So, guys, thank you for everyone who was at Big Shave West because you made it worth it for me. And you made it a lot of fun for this wet shaver, and I'm sure there's a lot of others that were very happy too. So thank you again. So guys, just moving on with... This is May. We are in May. Believe it or not, we are in May. And I wanted to take a few minutes to go over some straight razor talk. Now, I said before that May is going to be straight razor month. We might be bleeding off into June a little bit, okay, guys? So straight razors... It's a very difficult thing to start getting into, if you know what I mean. It's something that to take the plunge is usually a little bit difficult because sometimes you can be a little scared. You can be a little, it can be awkward. You're just, I mean, come on, you're taking a blade to your face. It's not something that you do every day. Not, and most people you know probably don't do it. So yeah, it's something to take in easy. So I made a video, and I'm going to share it with you on this cast too. It's embedded into the show notes of when I first started off. And I wanted to show you this because it was really awkward at me first. Because when I first started, I just wanted to make sure that I could do it. And I kind of went run about it the wrong way, if you want, per se. I didn't do it the right way. I went and tried to hone my own razors and stuff with knife, you know, sharpeners and all that jazz. I didn't do it the right way. So there's so many different resources here on Tony. But the first thing you have to learn is kind of how to shave and how to strop and all that stuff. So this week we're going to go over shaving techniques. And if you're new to straight razors or you just want to take the plunge of straight razors, before you even consider purchasing one or strop or anything, before you buy anything, it's really important to skin stretch. Now we've talked about skin stretching before on the podcast. I would highly recommend before you start doing so, to skin stretch with your current razor. So if you're using a safety razor, I would definitely start skin stretching if you're not. And just watch some straight razor videos and just practice that technique. And watch how to skin stretch with a straight razor. Because one thing is, you can get away without skin stretching with a safety razor, but when you're using a straight razor, you can't. But if you skin stretch with a safety razor, it just enhances your technique. So it doesn't really matter. You're not going to hurt anything. You're not going to make the shave any worse than it is or it's just going to make it better. So definitely recommend doing that when you're practicing. Okay, so before you get a straight razor, practice skin stretching. I have a video that we've actually posted on before, but I can put a link to it as well. If you haven't seen it, just go on my channel. You'll see it's with the skin stretching sleeve. It's a little cotton sleeve that I got from PAA that helps give you some traction. But it gives you the general idea. And also, I'm going to put right here of me shaving. It's one of my first videos I've ever did. Not that I'm the greatest YouTuber in the world. I'm not. But it shows you a general idea of how I shave with a straight razor. And I've been doing it for about 6 years. So try that out. Utilize skin stretching technique first. And then move on to before we purchase a straight razor. Now, in the next show, we're going to talk about purchasing a straight razor and how to do it. what kind of grinds to look for. We have some real, I have some really cool articles and stuff to go over and to link to. So yeah, we'll be seeing that next week too. But this week, I just really want to worry about technique for you guys. And if you have any questions, always, always feel free to get to me at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. So guys, our vendor of the week. Our vendor of the week is OneBlade, and the reason why I chose OneBlade as the vendor of the week is because I was fortunate enough to meet Todd, the CEO of OneBlade, at Big Shave West. I mean, he was awesome. We spoke probably about a half hour. Just talked about the about the innovation, all the work, all the prototypes, everything these guys went to make the perfect razor. And I can tell you one thing: I did pick up one of the razors. I brought one home with me and I tried it, and I could tell you that the OneBlade is a pretty awesome razor. I'm going to be honest with you. It is not all, I mean, I know that the price is high and I know that it can turn people off, but this razor truly is one of the best razors I've ever used. And I was, I'm a skeptic, guys. I really am a skeptic. I was like, okay, you know what? I got to try it for myself. All right. They had some really, really, they have some different colors coming out, some different metals and different stuff like that, finishes on that coming out too. That's pretty cool as well. But I'm giving these guys credit because this razor really is awesome. There's a spring-loaded mechanism in it. It takes those feather single-edge blades. They're really hard to find. They're not too hard to find. You can order them basically on any wet shaving site, but you can't find them in like the drugstore or anything like that. You're not going to find them there. But these blades are awesome. I've been using it for a few shaves now, and I was really, really impressed with it. This razor is well built. This thing's well built, well balanced. Everything about it's, no detail has been untouched on this thing. It's unbelievable. So that's why Todd, the CEO, he was very kind to speak to me for a long time and answer all my questions. And I will say that OneBlade, you have a great product, and keep it up. Keep up the good work. And I can't wait to see what you guys have coming up in the future, because I know there's some new stuff coming out. And we salute you as the vendor of the week here at Wet Shaving Talk. So thank you very much, OneBlade, for everything you do. Guys, I have a link to their site as well if you want to check them out. Also on Sharpologist, check out for, there's a coupon code for OneBlade as well. So you don't want to miss that either. Check it out on the Sharpologist website, and you can save a few bucks there when you are ready to purchase a OneBlade. So that's it for the week, guys. What's in store for the podcast coming up? Well, we're going to continue to talk about straight razors, but we're going to talk about how to purchase one, your first straight razor, how to get one, what to look for, and all the real questions that we're going to answer when you want to purchase an actual straight razor. We'll go over that as well. We're also going to talk about some news. There's some news coming up. We're going to talk about that as well. And we'll have a real discussion yet. I haven't decided discussion yet, but we're going to talk about that as well. We'll see what happens for the next 2 weeks. But I promise you it'll be interesting. Guys, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com. What your father didn't teach you about shaving. Guys, special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for letting us use his platform and for all the things that he does for the wet shaving community. And most of all, you guys, the listeners, I got to speak to a bunch of you at Big Shave West in person. I am really, really ecstatic and very happy and very proud to be able to bring this podcast to you guys every week. So I really, really appreciate all the feedback. As always, you can always contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. Also, guys, subscribe to my YouTube channel, which I have a link in the show notes, but also look for Joe Borelli. That's it. That's the YouTube. And we'll have some more videos. I've committed to making more videos in the future. Also, I need to know of some female women wet shavers. Guys, if you are a woman listening to this wet shaving podcast, I would like to. I will be honest. I have neglected some of your products and stuff like that, and I really want to know more about it. So I need some help with that. So if you'd like to, please send me an email and we can discuss it. And I would like to start featuring some more stuff for women as well on this website, because you know what, wet shaving is not just for men; it's for everyone. So I want to really start getting in and having some. Some features in that area. So if you have any information or anything like that, guys, please contact me at my email and send me a line, and I'll be more than happy to answer some questions and get something going, because I really like to learn more about it. I know, guys, if you're a vendor and you would like to be featured on the show or have any questions, please also contact me too. Reach out to me as well. Our next show will be the 14th, I believe. Is it the 14th or is it the 15th? I am not too sure here. Oh boy, it's the 15th of May. I'm sorry, guys. I was a little bit off. 15th of May, and we will see you then. Guys, again, thank you very much for listening to the podcast. As always, shave straight and shave safe.